Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com. This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
It is 7:44. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 High FM. Joining us this morning is Professor Eitan Gilboa. He's from the Center for International Communications. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us this morning. I hope that you are well. I wanted to ask you about the hostage deal, Hamas's response. Where are we in this process?
We are at the best opportunity to achieve an agreement to release the hostages and finally end the war. Until now, the most serious stumbling block was Hamas's demand that Israel commits to end the war. And Israel says that it would not, until Hamas itself is going to be completely destroyed. It seems that the solution has been found, and that is American or Trump's guarantee that this is going to be the case. Mm-hmm. So Trump would assure Hamas that the war is not going to be resumed, but the focus would be moving now into the day after in Gaza. So there's much agreement, Israel, U.S., and all of the Arab Sunni states, that Hamas has to go. And whatever arrangement would be found for Gaza, it does not include Hamas. And so this is like, on the one hand, Israel and the United States would not resume the war, but Hamas will be ejected from Gaza by diplomatic means, which means pressure from the Arab states primarily, because they have most of the influence on Hamas, and it's very clear that there would be no reconstruction of Gaza with Hamas still there. So it seems to me that this is the last time Hamas is exercising any influence. I think that hostages are going to be released and Hamas will have to go. And I think Hamas is now ready to reach an agreement that would substantially reduce its presence and ability to control in any way, any area inside Gaza.
Is that really the case, though? Because if Israel withdraws, if the IDF withdraws from the area, we know that Hamas has been fighting about the aid distribution because they want to control the area. What stops them from just stepping in and resuming control completely?
Yes, this is all. You always have to take some risks, and this is certainly a risk. But you see, Hamas lost Iran. This is number one. Number two, there is a much military pressure on Hamas right now, and Israel says that if Hamas still refuses to make an agreement, the military operation is going to be increased. Now, one has to be very clear about it. This war could have been ended months ago. And the lives of Palestinians in Gaza and Gazans, both women and children, could have been saved had it been for Hamas to end the war. But Hamas doesn't care about Gazans. The Hamas doesn't care at all about their own people. They care only about themselves. And so, but I think that this is I'm going back to my initial statement that given the conditions that have developed in the last few days, Hamas is coming to realize that it does not have much leverage, does not have much options, many options, and has to make that agreement. Still, obviously, there are still questions to be developed. I dare to forecast that Trump would announce an agreement on Monday. I think there's still a few days to negotiate some details, but I think on Monday it's very likely that Hamas likes, Trump likes big things, and Netanyahu is going to be there. And so I think we should expect Trump to say that the sides have agreed, basically, to release the hostages and end the war, and then it would be the next step in negotiations over the release of all the hostages. I have been in favor of one agreement to release all the hostages at one time.
I was going to ask you about that, because surely this idea that the hostages could be released but only 10 are going to be, that means that there are others, at least another 10, that are going to be subject to another 50 or 60 days living under the most horrendous conditions.
Absolutely incredible. I think Netanyahu wanted it for political reasons inside Israel. It has been always a major mistake, because the demand should have been all of the hostages to be released at the same time. And but because of all kinds of political internal considerations, it has not been adopted and implemented. And I'm still a little bit concerned. Or exactly on the scenario that you have developed, you have suggested, and it's going to be a nightmare just to select the first 10. And the families here of all the hostages are really, really. I don't think anybody can really understand what is happening to them. It's unbelievable. But I think that once negotiations begin on the future of Gaza,
right?
We may not wait until the end of the ceasefire period, like 60 right. days. At least I'm hoping that Trump and Witkoff, his special emissary, would now take the opportunity not only to achieve a ceasefire and release of the hostages. These are important issues, but they would also push for and apply much pressure to get the day after in Gaza done, because this would finally end the war.
I see that freed U.S. Israeli hostage Idan Alexander actually has met with Trump. He's spoken out, hasn't he?
Yeah, this was at the White House, I think, yesterday. Yes, I think that, well, it only means that Trump is capitalizing on it and wants a PR spin for himself, but the message is that that the president is concerned about Americans being held hostage anywhere in the world, and would do everything in his power to release them. And so this is like this is a message to everybody, American enemies and rivals, that if they keep American hostages, then they would suffer, and they would be punished by the United States, and they better off in reaching agreements with the United States. So there are many American hostages abroad, and Trump has a special emissary for that purpose as well. So I consider that meeting at the White House as giving a message to Hamas, who still keeps some hostages, not Americans, but hostages, and to other places, other leaders in other states.
Netanyahu visited Nir Oz. Now, Nir Oz was one of the worst, if not the worst, hit kibbutz on October the 7th. I didn't realize that this is the first time that he had been there. What happened?
Yes, first of all, he has been severely criticized for not visiting the Jewish villages and kibbutzim and settlements around Gaza. And he found time to visit many places, but not that place. And I think he was concerned about protests and about demonstrations against him. There was a little demonstration against him yesterday as well. But for me, this is another indication for his willingness now to perhaps go the extra left mile to achieve an agreement. It's like, okay, I want to reconcile the situation with the people of New Orleans, and I'll be going to Washington, and I'm ready now to push for an agreement. I think he is much less fearful of the more extreme rightist elements in his coalition, as if he's saying, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in favor of releasing the hostages and ending the war. If you don't like it, quit the government. And he has not been prepared to do so until now. So this is a change in his management of his coalition. Ben-Gvir threatened to leave the coalition. So Netanyahu would say, leave the coalition. Because the opposition has promised to support the government in any decision to achieve an agreement on Gaza.
Right. Would some of his strength, some of his confidence come from the relationship with Donald Trump, or would it come from his own success following the 12-day war?
Both. And I think that everything is related to everything else. I think that Trump admired the Israeli military victory over Iran, and Trump always likes winners.
Mm-hmm.
And so the meeting at the White House on Monday would also be like a celebration of both very close U.S.-Israel strategic cooperation, as well as the incredible victory over Iran. So I believe that this is going to be a significant, a demonstration of what the United States and Israel have been able to accomplish in Iran. And I think I must also say that the hostages and the agreement with Hamas is going to be only one issue on the agenda. Iran is going to be another one, because we know now that Witkoff and Iran's foreign minister Akachi are going to meet in Oslo soon. So what the United States is going to demand from Iran. Another issue is Syria. It seems that there would be an effort to achieve what we call a non-belligerent agreement, which means in professional international relations terms, a commitment not to wage war.
Yeah, it's almost like we agree to disagree.
I think it's one step that is important. Because
certainly better than what was.
Of course. But this could be the first step into normalization or Syrians' participation in the Abraham Accords. I believe that it's not going to be easy for Ahmad Shara al-Julani, the president of Syria, now to seek peace with Israel. There is the thorny issue of Ramat Golan, of the Golan Heights. But I think this is important. If Syria and Israel can agree to end war, that's the idea, to end the status of war,
right,
then all kinds of other opportunities can emerge on the way. And Syria wants Israel to withdraw from pieces of territory.
Right.
Israel took over as a result of the dismantling of Bashar al-Assad's regime.
Yes.
So, and I think you know, if I were Netanyahu, I would agree to withdraw from those places, providing certain security measures could be established there.
We do need to leave it there. We do need to go to the news. Professor Eitan Gilboa, he's from the Center for International Communications. Thank you for that. Wishing you a Shabbat Shalom. Chancellor says, Howard, I hope that your guest is right and that Hamas is on its way out or out of the way even ahead of the 60-day truce. The hostages would have been recovered, I would hope, because Hamas will have lost power and grip over Gaza. I hope it's a simple calculation. It is about to go 8 o'clock.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you're based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.